نعمته وبركته من الآن وكل أوان وإلى طهر الدهرين أمين. اليوم 24 من شهر برمات المبارك، أحسن الله انقضاءه وعاده علينا وعليكم، ونحن أنتم مغفر الخطايا والزلات والآثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب يا أبائي وإخواتي أمين. في مثل هذا اليوم من سنة 1684 للشهداء الموافق 2 أبريل 1968 ميلادية، وفي حبرية البابا كيرلس السادس 116، بدأت القديسة الطاهرة مريم والدة الإله في التجلي بمناظر روحية على قباب كنيستها بالزيتون بالقاهرة. وقد استمرت هذه الظهورات الروحية في بعض الليالي لعدة ساعات، وكان ذلك على مدى عامين تقريبا، وقد شاهدها الألوف من جميع الأجناس والأديان بمناظر شتى، فكانت تظهر أحيانا بهيئة كاملة أو نصفية في سحابة من نور أبيض سماوي متوشحة برداء أبيض، وتمسك في يدها غصن زيتون. وكان يصاحب هذا الظهور بعض الظواهر الروحية كالحمام يطير ليلا والبخور الذي رآه واشتمه الآلاف الذين كانوا يتوفدون على الكنيسة كل ليلة من كل مكان بداخل البلاد المصرية وخارجها، ساهرين الليل كله في التسبيح منتظرين ظهورها المبارك. وقد صاحبت هذا الظهور معجزات وشفاء لكثيرين من كل الأديان والأجناس. ومن أكبر المعجزات التي حققها هذا الظهور زرع الإيمان وتثبيته في القلوب. وقد تناقلت خبر هذا الظهور وظواهره الروحية جميع وسائل الإعلام الداخلية والخارجية. وهذا وقد بنيت في موضع الجراج المواجه للكنيسة كاتدرائية كبيرة تم تدشينها في 2 أبريل سنة 1989 ميلادية بيد قداسة البابا شنودة الثالث، شفاعة سيدتنا كلنا وفخر جنسنا العذراء القديسة الطاهرة مريم، فلتكن معنا أمين. On this day also of the year 668 Anno Martyr, May 20th, 952 Anno Domini, Saint Macarius, the 59th Pope of Alexandria, departed. He was born in the city of Shubra. He rejected the world since his youth, and he desired the monastic life. He went to the monastery of Saint Macarius at the wilderness of Shehid. He lived in a virtuous and good conduct made him worthy to be chosen a patriarch and a successor for Pope Cosma. He was enthroned on the 1st of Barmhat, Bermuda, 648 Anno Martyr, March 27th, 932 Anno Domini. When he went forth from Alexandria, going to visit the monasteries in the desert of Skeets, according to the custom of his predecessors, he passed by his hometown to visit his mother, who was a righteous woman. When his mother heard that he had arrived, she did not go out to meet him. When he had come to the house, he found her sitting down, weaving, and she did not greet him or paid an attention to him. He thought that she did not know him. He told her, "Don't you know that I am your son Macarius, was elevated to a great position and became a head for a great nation? She answered him with tears in her eyes, I did not ignore you, and I know that you became of you. And what became of you? But I would have rather seen you dead than see you as a patriarch. Before, you were responsible only for your own soul. But now, you are responsible about the souls of all your flock. Now remember, you are in danger, and it is difficult to escape it. She said that and went on weaving as she did before. The father, the patriarch, left her, said, and attended to his office with diligent and care. He instructed his people with preaching and sermons. He did not touch any of the church revenue and did not lay his hand on anyone without people consent. MashaAllah al-Ummahat. MashaAllah al-Ummahat. Adi al-Umm. Batrak ولا مش batrak. Lissa Umm. She still feels that she is responsible on him as a mother, although he became a patriarch. But she still disciplined him, teaching him, warning him of the great position that he was granted. And the words of his mother were very effective in his life and faithful service as a patriarch. He commanded the bishops and the priests to watch their flock and to protect them with homilies and admonitions. He sat on the throne of St. Mark 20 years in peace and tranquility, then departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Be our share.